Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, so we talk about wines from Spain, and of course, the first thing we think is reds and Riojas, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of nice whites, and they do really well with the cuisine, and you're going to help flesh this out
for us. There's a lot of nice white wines there. I'm going to talk about some very interesting ones. You mentioned Rioja, so let's start there. There is a white Rioja that's been made. It's usually made from the Viura grape.
Yep.
And I found one from Luis Cañas, 2017, from Rioja Alavesa. And this is a simple, tart white wine built along the lines of the French Muscadet.
Okay.
So the nose is mildly citrus with grassy notes. On the palate, it's quite dry, notably tart with crisp acidity, and very modest fruit. This is a cafe wine meant to be drunk with shellfish, shrimp. Hey, you know, squeeze a little bit of lime on the shrimp and you're really talking something. So $13, it's a pretty good deal. Here's one that I like very much, and it's probably the most popular white wine in Spain. It's Rueda Verdejo.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Javier Sanz. It's a very well-made and very enjoyable white wine. Unlike many Ruedas, this one has great character and great personality. It's something of a overly produced wine in some cases. But this one is just, it's all about the citrus and all about the minerality. The aroma is all lemon blossoms. The flavors are very reminiscent of Meyer lemon, which is a sweet kind of lemon, and it has a touch of steely minerality that really sells the wine. And I have to mention the texture. It's smooth, viscous, soft. It's priced like an everyday wine almost, $18, but this is just good quality, so I wouldn't hesitate to have this at Saturday night dinner. There's a real growing market for Albarino in this country.
Which is wonderful.
Very, very, yeah, it is. It's a wonderful grape. This is from Gran Bazan. It's from Rias Baixas, which is the home of Albarinos. The vintage is 2017. This is one of the better Albarinos I've come across. I like its firm structure, its slight fruit sweetness, its snappy acidity, and its food friendliness. Now, if you toss in a charming old world label, this is fun to put on the table, you know, because it's just part of the package. The aroma is straightforward. It's just citrus and minerals, but the flavors tend toward tart lemon with honeydew melon notes. This is the kind of thing that will bring out the sweetness in, like, crab meat or lobster meat, something like that. $22, really, really nice. Now, here's one that really, really surprised me and I liked very much because it's a grape I hadn't heard of. Pago de los Capianos is a maker in Ribera del Duero, very, very highly respected winery. And they have a wine based on the Godello grape from Val de Oras, very small region. It's Oloir del Sil is the name they gave to us. Okay.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. But this was a very impressive wine from this kind of mysterious grape for me. Hugh, what this reminded me of was the whites from the Rhone Valley or Vermentino. Another fleshy, full-bodied, not juicy fruit flavors, but just really, really serious, serious wine. $24, worth every penny. We'll put these on the website so you don't have to write down the name in your driveway. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.